What about this memo? There's so much back and forth about it. Which one contains which things? And we've got the guy to help educate us on it. He is the former general counsel for the Director of National Intelligence. Robert Litt is here. Robert, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for asking me, and I hope you're all starting to recover from the fires out there.
Thank you very kindly for that. We appreciate it, and the answer is yes, we are. And we are doing it in not rapid motion, but we are doing it faster than we thought would happen. So thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Not so much appreciated. There's so much back and forth about this Nunes memo, this memo to begin with. And can we just go back for a moment, Robert, and maybe you can just explain to us, you know, in terms that we all can understand, what is in the Nunes memo? What does it say?
So the Nunes memo is an analysis of primarily an analysis of an application that the government made to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which is a special classified court set up to handle foreign intelligence matters. This was an application to conduct electronic surveillance of Carter Page, who at one time was an advisor to the Trump campaign, although the surveillance didn't begin until after he left. And the Nunes memo claims that when the government made that application, it withheld important facts from the court.
So they could not make a good decision on that.
That's what they're saying. The standard that the court had to make was to find probable cause to believe that Page was an agent of a foreign power, in this case, Russia.
Uh-huh.
And the Nunes memo claims that the application relied on this information obtained from this former British spy, Christopher Steele, and failed to tell the FISA court that Steele was biased against Clinton and that his research was paid for by the Clinton campaign.
And what the president is saying and the administration is saying is that this investigation has, because of what you just said, you know, been unfair to the Trump administration or the Trump campaign, I should say. And so that's the problem that they have with it. Meanwhile, this is the Republican majority House Intelligence Committee. And now we have the Democratic response, I guess, the Democratic memo, whatever you want to call that, which is now in the president's hands, and the House, the intelligence community says, okay, we're willing to release that, and now it's in the president's hands, and he has, I believe, until Thursday to decide whether or not to release that one. What's the likelihood, do you think?
I really don't know. I don't know what is actually in the Democratic memo. In theory, what the president should be deciding is there classified information here, and can that information safely be declassified?
Right.
What he shouldn't be deciding is this memo going to help me or not help me?
Yeah.
And I just don't know what this president is going to do in that regard. But the Democrats have already made some statements that indicate what their memo is going to say, and that is in particular that the Nunes memo vastly overstates the importance of the information from Steele, that there was a great deal of information that was entirely independent of Steele in the application, and that in fact the FISA court was told that that Steele's information was being paid for by a political campaign. And so the Democrats basically say that Nunes is cherry-picking his facts and drawing the wrong conclusions from
right. You know, the thing that's disturbing to me about this, Robert, this whole thing, is the lack of line between the Justice Department and the White House, and how much say, you know, the White House, whoever occupies it, ought to have with regard to this information and what the delineation should be between the two.
Well, you have hit on an extremely important point there, and that is that historically there has been a wall between the political people at the White House and the law enforcement people in the Department of Justice and the FBI. And that wall is extremely important for public confidence, so that there's no sense that law enforcement is being driven by political imperatives. And what I think is the concern now is that there is an effort to try to politicize law enforcement and make these decisions on a political calculus rather than a straightforward law enforcement calculus, which is, I think, going to be very damaging for public confidence in our national institutions.
Yeah, and you can't, it's understandable that, you know, we all have sort of convoluted feelings about this when we hear about the president requesting loyalty from those other branches of government that, as you imply, you know, have historically, you know, had separation between the two. So that's why everybody's a little bit confused. I guess, you know, we'll find out by Thursday whether he will release it. What would the ramifications for him be if he decides not to?
Well, it's hard to tell. Part of it would depend upon whether he has a coherent basis for declining to issue the memorandum, or whether what he does is simply say, well, you can release it, but you have to take out certain sections.
Yeah, I just have this image of a piece of paper with a lot of thick black lines through it.
Right. I think whether there are any consequences for him at all will depend upon whether it's perceived that he's made a straight call on this or whether it's perceived that he's made a political call on this. And we won't know until it happens. By the way, I think it's not Thursday. I think he has 5 days.
Oh, 5 days from now. That's right.
5 days from yesterday when the House Intelligence Committee voted.
Okay, so he's got a little bit longer.
And I'd note that even if he declines to approve its release, the rules of the House of Representatives provide that the House can vote to release it anyway.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Over his objection.
And I guess one of my questions, would it be the president himself who would decide what ought to be redacted in that memo?
Well, typically not. Typically what would happen in a situation like this, and I should emphasize that this rule has never been invoked in the past. This is the first time it's ever been used.
And that can't be surprising to you.
typically, classification decisions result from a process where the affected agencies would get together and identify material that's classified.
That makes sense.
And then they'd pass that up to the president, and he would make the final decision. But typically, the president would rely on the recommendations he gets from his intelligence agencies.
Well, it will be interesting to be sure, and of course, we, as you say, we don't really know what's in the Democratic memo, what's being called the Democratic memo at this point. Certainly, I would think the conversation just about the not semantics of this whole thing, but about the procedural ramifications of this whole thing, I would think that conversation would continue whether that memo is released or not, and long after if it is released.
I think that's right. I think you see a number of former leaders of the intelligence community who have expressed a lot of concern that the release of this is going to lessen the willingness of potential informants or foreign governments to share information with us, may lessen the flow of classified information from the intelligence community to Congress, and in the long run, thus may have a very significant negative impact. I think it's also important not to lose sight of the main fact here, which is that it's pretty much indisputable that the Russians, at the direction of Vladimir Putin, interfered in our last election,
right,
and that has nothing to do with the dossier, and that this is a really significant concern for our democracy. That is what Congress should be devoting its attention to.
I agree. And thanks for clearing some of this up for us, Robert. I appreciate it. It can be a little on the confusing side with all the back and forth and will it or won't it and will we see it or won't it and what does it all mean? So very much thanks for your help for that. Might call on you again in a very short while once thing sees the light of day so you can help us understand it better too.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.